The Iowa caucus is a little more than a month away, the traditional kickoff of the presidential campaign year. Potential Republican presidential candidates have been hard at work in Iowa for more than a year already. Our political correspondent, Elizabeth Arnold, is there now, sampling the candidates' campaign appearances, talking to voters. She called in from a truck stop in northwest Iowa. Clarion, Iowa, Elizabeth?
It's Clarion, Iowa.
Elizabeth, the Congress is moving to put the federal workers back in their jobs to ensure that several kinds of benefits will be paid to ordinary Americans. I wonder what the voters in Iowa make of this whole impasse that's occupied so much of the time of the Congress. Polls seem to say they blame the president and the Congress, but the Congress more than the president.
Well, if Congress is moving, I don't think the people out here have noticed that today anyway. The people I've been talking to, they're concerned about it. They ask the candidates about the stalemate. They're not assessing blame at this point, although the name Newt Gingrich comes up a lot more frequently than President Clinton or Senator Dole's name in connection with it. They know something's wrong. It's sounding more and more like the gridlock of the previous Congress, and they don't like it. The candidates are also making it an issue.
Well, the man who is presumed likely to win the Iowa caucus, Kansas Senator Robert Dole, the Senate Majority Leader, has been in Washington because of this crisis. I gather he's not able to defend himself against what the other candidates are saying about him.
Exactly. It's beginning to affect Senator Dole, especially because his rivals are here attacking him on it. In November, at the last large Republican gathering in Florida, people were telling me they didn't mind that Senator Dole was stuck in Washington. He's doing what he's good at, they said. He's getting things done. That's just now starting to turn here, Linda. Republicans here in Iowa want to see him here. But more importantly, if he is stuck in Washington, they want him to be getting something done, not contributing to the stalemate.
Meanwhile, the other guys are making an issue out of him.
Oh, yes. Senator Phil Graham is traveling the state. He's saying that Senator Dole is cutting deals, that he's selling out the Republican agenda by negotiating with Clinton. He's stopping the revolution by backing off a balanced budget. Lamar Alexander, he's accusing both Graham and Dole of being part of the problem. He says the stalemate in Washington is an insider's political game, and the country needs an outsider like him to sort it all out. So the candidates themselves are fueling it.
What about the voters are talking about anything else? Are there anything else that's sort of catching fire as an issue out there?
You know, it's a real mishmash, Linda. That people ask questions about abortion. They talk about gun control, property rights, farm subsidies. And there's not one issue and nothing on the economy or health care, which really strikes me because I just remember in 1992 that's all people wanted to talk about, the economy, health care. You don't get that at all here.
What about anything that either Graham or Alexander or any of the others saying that is resonating?
Social issues, moral issues, that comes up a lot. It's interesting, when the economy is not the main issue, people like to talk about crime, but they're not talking about crime here in Iowa. They're talking about family values, which means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and that seems to resonate.
I wonder about the whole idea of the caucuses. If you start from the premise that the president will be the Democrats' nominee and Dole is very likely to be the Republicans' nominee, then what is the point of the Iowa caucuses? Is anyone excited?
In traveling here, you can't help but notice how flat the landscape is, Linda, and I'm sure you know this from your time here. And flat is also a very fair assessment of the level of interest right now. I'm following these candidates into diners, and nobody even looks up from their food. The farmers that helped me get my car out of the snowbank, they're surprised when I tell them what I'm doing here, covering the election. They say, election already this year? You know, even the activists, the go-getters, the true believers, the people that will go to the caucuses, they're not exactly fired up. They're not even committed yet, although they've met many of the candidates two and three times. So 5 weeks out, you've got the activists. They're not necessarily captivated by the field. And Iowans in general, not that interested in choosing the next president.
NPR's political correspondent Elizabeth Arnold reporting from Clarion, Iowa.